Hitchcock last movie. It is a tragic movie, but only because it is her last movie about a young man murdered who comes back from the dead. I wear a dark brown corduroy jacket that she bought in the city when she last visited me. The inside lining is plaid, wool, blue, making the jacket just right, warm enough at night. Then I slip my hand inside the pocket and feel something that wasn't there before, a movie ticket dated 17 May 1994, and I remember that she died barely 4 days later, my hand still in her pocket, the ticket held in between my fingers. I try to go back and remember seeing that film, a matinee in the middle of the week, because I had been fired from another job. I fell asleep halfway through the film, still hungover from the night before, trying to keep down that sick feeling. I see her somewhere in my mind at that same movie, sitting in the dark in a half-empty theater, there by herself. Maybe she sits off to the side, inconspicuous. Maybe she is eating popcorn. Maybe she is drinking a Coke. I wonder how far through that film she goes before passing out like me, or if she wonders about Brandon Lee, about his last thoughts before he died, and if she thinks he is cute, and thinks that is the sadness of it all, that he is cute and young and talented and dead. Dead like her, like she will be in just a few days. I wonder how long it will be before her scent is gone, before I know that she is gone. I find a stray blonde hair clinging to the material of the jacket, and I know it is not mine. I need to hold on to it to protect it. I make believe that the smell of her means that she is still with me as I go out into the night, making my way down Market Street, crossing at the light, and stopping in for just one beer, and trying hard to talk myself into believing it. I sit down on one of the bar stools and order my first drink, looking around the room for company, but not recognizing anyone. A short night, a lonely night, but there she is, my sister, like she was months ago, coming up from behind me and zipping my backpack because she wants my attention and because I pretend not to notice, feeling us both back somewhere in time when I am 15 and she is 10, and I am insecure and she is awkward. I have a crush on some guy, and she is still free, innocent, sweet, and I am too stupid to see it, too ignorant to love that freshness of her. My crush ignores me the same way I ignore her, and here we are again, years later, me standing in front of someone new as she tries to get my attention, and I just stand there, pretending not to notice. What about a third or a fourth chance to get it right this time? But hindsight is a worthless cheat, and time is never on my side, and second chances are in abundance. But I'm not good at seeing those either, just like I cannot always see her or see death approaching, just like in that Brandon Lee film. Is he really dead? Thank you.